So I'm going to go through some of the papers that we asked Julie to comment on, and there were several related to bevedotin. Julie, can you comment on these?
Mm-hmm. So there were a couple of different papers presented at the Lugano conference. The first one is the Echelon 2 trial, and this is presented by Owen O'Connor. This is a phase 3 trial of brentuximab and CHP, so taking out the vincristine in CHOP, versus CHOP for frontline treatment patients with CD30-positive mature T-cell lymphomas. This is an ongoing trial, so there's not a lot of information available yet, but it's a trial of approximately 300 patients in a 1-to-1 randomization, and patients are stratified by IPI and also looking at the histology of anaplastic large cell versus not. And safety and efficacy and post-treatment evaluations are being looked at, as well as PET scan. So there's not a lot of information as of yet, but that's an ongoing trial that I think is very interesting. And then the second trial, there is a little bit of information that has been out there, and this was looking at brentuximab vedotin for relapsed and refractory T-cell lymphoma that's non-anaplastic large cell that are CD30 positive. So this is technically not an indication right now for brentuximab, and I'm just trying to look at different patient populations. So what was presented was a small number of patients on the trial so far. There's about 29 patients that had CD30 positive expression, and they specifically kind of looked at peripheral T cell versus angioimmunoblastic. And overall, so far, the response rate was fairly high. It was about 36% of these patients. Specifically in the angioimmunoblastic, about 50% of patients responded, including 4 complete responses. So particularly in the angioimmunoblastic subtype, it looks like there may be something there that's interesting to go forward and look at in that patient population. And then the third study also is another phase 3 study, and this particular one is looking at brentuximab versus physician's choice, methotrexate or bexarotene, in patients that are CD30 positive for cutaneous T-cell lymphoma. So most of those patients are mycosis fungoides, but other types of cutaneous T-cell lymphoma patients. And this also is an ongoing trial, and so not much information available, but there's definitely been some studies looking at brentuximab in this patient population previously in a phase 2 study that looked very interesting. And anecdotally, I have used it myself in some patients and had really good responses. So I think that's probably going to be another important area to look at.
Chris, any comments on these papers?
I think all these are interesting agents to look at in the relapse setting. The point that Julie brought up earlier is that we really need better regimens in the front line for T-cell lymphomas, and looking at ways of combining these or using the sequential therapies in the front line is the place where I can see this going in the years to come.